Lawmakers in Idaho are pushing for a new bill to reduce the state's appeal to immigrants living in the country illegally by limiting access to public assistance programs. The bill is designed to act as a repellent, reducing the state's attraction for those without legal status. House Bill 135 proposes citizenship verification for resources. State Representative Jordan Redman R. introduced House Bill 135, which would require anyone over 18 applying for state and federal resources in Idaho to have their citizenship status verified. The bill aims to prevent those living in the country illegally from accessing certain state-funded services. The bill's statement of purpose says undocumented immigrants would still have access to emergency resources, including health care. However, it proposes removing access to prenatal care, food assistance, and vaccines for such individuals and their dependents. The new proposal would also bar those without legal status from using temporary shelters, soup kitchens, and crisis counseling. Opponents argue the bill worsens health care challenges. Local opponents of the bill argue many people in the community already face challenges in accessing health care, and the legislation would only worsen these difficulties during a time when they are most vulnerable. Current population of immigrants living in Idaho illegally, the Migration Policy Institute tracks immigration data across the U.S. According to their numbers, about 29,000 individuals without legal status live in Idaho. A separate report from the University of Idaho estimates the number to be higher at 35,000. Federal programs like SNAP and Medicaid are already off limits to immigrants living in the country illegally, and many state-based resources are similarly restricted, according to Idaho's Health and Welfare website. Last year, Redman introduced a similar bill, but it was blocked from moving forward. Redman acknowledges the long-term financial impact of the proposed changes is difficult to measure. Since access to benefits isn't tracked by legal status, it's unclear how much the proposed bill will save.